You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan is one of three states waiting on the Trump administration to review a missile defense system base. Fort Custer, located between Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, is one site being considered for the interceptor missile base. The other two are Camp Ravenna in Ohio and Fort Drum in New York. Michigan's entire congressional delegation supports the Fort Custer site. These interceptor missiles are called the Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense System, or GMD for short. They're designed to intercept incoming nuclear missiles. Here's the problem. The GMD system is flawed. The LA Times reported during tests the interceptors failed to destroy their targets 6 out of 11 times in test. That's a dismal record when the job to intercept nuclear missiles from Iran or another hostile country is at stake. David Willman wrote that report for the LA Times. Let me ask you this. Wouldn't it be better to have even a flawed missile defense system rather than no system at all?
That's a provocative question, Lester, and one that was certainly considered going back as far as the Clinton administration. It was the Clinton administration that really got very serious about sponsoring research and development into what might be a homeland missile defense system. And President Clinton ultimately decided, based on test results and other research and development data, that the system was not ready to be deployed. It would be a squandering of money to deploy it, and actually he quantified the administration did at that time. But that relates to an attack that might come from a non-superpower. And, of course, the most prominently discussed threat at this point in time is North Korea. Iran right now does not have a viable nuclear program. Maybe someday they would get there. As for protecting the United States from nuclear holocaust, the doctrine of United States defense has been for decades since the Cold War a concept called mutually assured destruction. And that is basically an understanding among the superpowers that if one were to attack another with a first strike, that first attacking superpower would have to know that it would then face an overwhelming, completely annihilating response.
Right. The counterattack would be devastating.
Yeah.
How much is being spent on this GMD system? How much has been spent and what's proposed to be spent to protect the U.S. East Coast?
To date, clearly the United States has spent north of $40 billion for the ground-based mid-course defense system, which consists of ground-based interceptors that are housed in silos in the ground at Vandenberg Air Force Base on the coast of Santa Barbara County, California, and at an installation called Fort Greely, Alaska. There are presently some 36, 37 of these interceptors in the ground. The Missile Defense Agency has pledged to increase that total per direction from the Obama administration to 44 by the end of this calendar year. Now, there's obviously going to be some asterisks and qualifiers in there.
So in the world of defense spending, is $40 billion a lot of money?
Obviously, we spend trillions of dollars on defense.
So you wouldn't say this is a significant program? I'm trying to get a scale, you know, compared to a U.S. aircraft carrier or something like that. I'm just trying to get a scale here for us because $40 billion is hard to get my head around.
Well, $40 billion is an awful lot of money, and when you spend $40 billion on one thing, you're not spending it on another. And I guess maybe one of the relevant analogies is that throughout the fighting in Iraq and nearby theaters, U.S. troops were being maimed and killed by, you know, these crude things called improvised explosive devices. We didn't have the ability to adequately protect our deployed personnel against these crude devices. But yet, you know, we find billions upon billions of dollars for more complex systems that are definitely subject to very serious questioning as to whether or not they are effective.
Who's the defense contractor?
Well, there are multiple defense contractors. The primary contractor for the ground-based mid-course defense system is Boeing. The contractor that makes the kill vehicle, which sits on top of the ground-based interceptor, and then once it's boosted outside the Earth's atmosphere, flies independently at like 4 miles per second, that contractor is Raytheon. The contractor that provides all of the communications, networking, and tie-ins is Northrop Grumman. And there are dozens of other contractors.
It's been mentioned, I think you reported, that during the George W. Bush administration, this was kind of put on a fast track. But since then, there have been several government agency reports about the Missile Defense Agency that is behind the GMD, one of them referring to it as a rogue agency. How important is this project to the Pentagon, the Department of Defense?
Well, how important is it to the Pentagon? I mean, first of all, yes, various reports from independent scientific entities that even have sponsorship from the Pentagon have said that the ground-based mid-course defense system is not capable of providing an effective defense of the U.S. even against a limited attack from a non-superpower. In February of last year, the Government Accountability Office, which is the nonpartisan investigative arm of Congress, reported that the test record for this homeland missile defense system has been, quote, insufficient to demonstrate that an operationally useful defense capability exists, unquote. Now, the current director of the Missile Defense Agency, who's been there now for well over 4 years, you know, has said from the outset of his tenure that he was committed to making the ground-based mid-course defense system a much more engineering-based approach. He has definitely given voice to that goal. And unfortunately, you know, the record appears not to have matched those intentions.
It's on hold for right now. Has President Trump or his administration indicated whether this GMD system is a priority for the president?
Lester, I would not say that this system is on hold. What is definitely holding sort of in the balance is the question of whether or not a third ground-based mid-course defense installation would be constructed in the Midwest or the eastern United States. And, of course, one of the finalists that has been selected by the Missile Defense Agency for a potential site is right there at Fort Custer near Battle Creek on the way to Kalamazoo. The Missile Defense Agency had said last year that the winner of among the three finalists would be decided perhaps in 2016. Then it was pushed to early 2017. I think now a decision on that is going to wait at least until late this year when other missile defense objectives, overall strategy, are agreed to by the new Trump administration. The new Trump administration is conducting a ballistic missile defense review, which is a, you know, an overall sort of macro look at how this administration wants to go about with missile defense.
Michigan Senator Gary Peters and several other U.S. senators have introduced legislation calling for an acceleration of the completion of the environmental impact statement as part of the next step in developing this third interceptor site in the Midwest or on the East Coast. The senator cites escalating threats from North Korea and Iran. This program has already gotten some waivers for some of the environmental impact studies in the past. What are the environmental risks of a missile base like this?
I guess you'd have to go site by site. And started out with the Missile Defense Agency, which is an arm of the Pentagon, looking at sites, you know, throughout the eastern United States. They've narrowed it down to three finalists. One is Fort Drum in upstate New York, a massive piece of ground, I think over 100,000 acres. Another is at Camp Ravenna, as you alluded to, Lester, which is near Kent, Ohio. And, of course, the other one is Fort Custer. So each has its own unique, I guess, potential environmental impacts. There's wildlife, there's groundwater, there's surface water, streams, tributaries in each location. So you'd have to really go, you know, place by place. But obviously any development is going to have some trade-offs.
The Michigan members of Congress who want the GMD system to be located at Fort Custer argue that locating the interceptor there would mean $700 million in new construction, employ 300 people directly, and lead to about 1,800 support jobs. At a cost of tens of billions of dollars of taxpayer money, that's not a big return on investment if creating jobs is a big factor in the desire to have the system. So how much competition is there between the three sites to lure this GMD system?
My reporting found that each of the three locations is mounting separate and spirited efforts to win the site selection. My sense was, and things can change pretty quickly, but my sense was that the Michigan group was probably the best organized and certainly from a lobbying standpoint had the most resources committed to this issue in Washington. Obviously, there's an impressive bipartisan array of public officials in Michigan. Of course, there are in New York and Ohio as well. But again, I thought the Michigan people were really quite well organized.
Right. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars lobbying Congress to choose Fort Custer. So what's the timeline going to be? Do we have any idea when this site will be named?
the leadership of the Missile Defense Agency, I mean, Admiral James Searing, again, who's had this job, has told Congress that, you know, in a relative universe, he thinks the resources would be better spent for other aspects of improving the ground-based mid-course defense system, and that building a third site would not be his top priority. However, we have a new presidential administration. We'll have to just wait and see. I mean, the previous guidance that the Missile Defense Agency was providing to reporters such as myself was that a decision on a finalist would be in early 2017. I do not think that's longer operative. I think that it's going to wait at least until late this year when the new Trump administration completes its sort of macro view as to how it wants to proceed with missile defense, not only for the homeland United States defense, but in a global way.
David Willman is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter for the LA Times. Thanks for telling us about this.
Pleasure.
Let's hear from a supporter of citing the GMD site at Fort Custer. That's Joe Schwartz, a former member of Congress, a former state legislator, and a former mayor of Battle Creek. Congressman, why are you working to bring this interceptor missile defense system to Michigan?
For the people of Battle Creek, as I expect also for the people who live around Fort Drum, New York, or Camp Ravenna, Ohio, which are the other two possible choices, has a lot to do with economic development. I'm not an expert on missile defense policy, nor would I ever tell you that I was. But from an economic development standpoint, we have Fort Custer, which is now in its 100th year, a huge amount of acreage, and the possibility of having a missile defense facility there, which would employ, you know, somewhere between 800 and 1,000 people and result in a $3 to $4 billion, maybe $3 to $3.2 billion investment in the greater Battle Creek area, also the greater Kalamazoo area, might I add, because it's a third of the way from Battle Creek to Kalamazoo, and from Kalamazoo, two-thirds of the way to Battle Creek.
It's interesting you mentioned the 800 to 1,000 jobs. Last year, the congressional delegation wrote a letter to kind of encourage it to be located in Fort Custer. They were saying 1,800 jobs at that time. So here we are spending tens of billions of dollars on this system. The performance is not stellar, so it's expensive, and we get 1,800 jobs out of it. That doesn't seem like a very good return on investment.
If you look at it that way, I expect it is not. And that's why I say my position on this is one of a former mayor of Battle Creek, a former state legislator who represented part of Fort Custer, because Fort Custer is in two counties. It's both in Calhoun and Kalamazoo counties, and was on the House Armed Services Committee when I was in the U.S. House. And my point is this. If, in fact, the Missile Defense Agency comes to the conclusion and the administration comes to the conclusion that the Eastern United States Missile Defense Facility should be built, I'm doing all I can to see that it's built in Battle Creek. We have a great site. Even though the report hasn't been released, it has passed muster from the standpoint of environmental impact. That's held up now because the Missile Defense Agency is holding up their decision as to whether or not to build the facility. And that's up to the federal government, to the people who major in the science of missile defense. What we're saying here in Battle Creek is, if you're going to build it, we've got the best site for it to be built upon.
Senator Gary Peters and a number of other senators want to rush approval for the environmental impact statement on the project. What's the big hurry?
Well, I think that's a fair question. Senator Peters, a good friend of mine, served with him in the legislature, known him for years, former Naval Reserve officer. He's a very patriotic guy, and I think he would like to see an Eastern United States missile defense facility built. I don't blame him. I mean, the only other two are at Fort Greely in Alaska and at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, and the argument can be made from a geographic standpoint, why in the world isn't there a missile defense facility farther east in the United States? And again, I am not an expert in this. I don't know the nuances and the science of missile defense itself.
Right. The environmental impact, though, is a concern because perchlorate, a component of rocket fuel, has contaminated water sources in spots across the country. And we're seeing a pretty significant water contamination problem near the site of the now-closed Fort Smith Air Force Base in Michigan.
Fort Smith up north, yep.
How concerned are you about that kind of pollution problem?
I'm concerned about any pollution problem, but I also understand that as we go ahead and as facilities that use various and sundry compounds that have the potential to pollute water and pollute the ground, we come up with better science to prevent it. And I have confidence that this place would not be built, this facility would not be built, if there was any real legitimate concern that there was going to be pollution. I believe that the pollution controls, the ability to control the pollution, is going to be there, and I don't think they would build it if it weren't. If something came up and there was a legitimate science-based objection saying you can't build it here because of perchlorate or another chemical compound, I'd be the first one as a physician to step out and say, hold it, stop. Let's not do anything unless we have absolute assurance, as absolute as it can be, that this is safe. So that's a very legitimate concern. I would not argue with that.
Battle Creek Unlimited has been sending a lot of money to Washington to lobby Congress, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're a board member of that group. Do you think it's worth the gamble?
Well, I'm a board member of that group, that's for sure, but I'm also a former legislator and former member of Congress, and all I can say to that is I don't think you would be amazed, but many people would be amazed at how much money gets spent in Washington and in Michigan and Lansing to lobby legislators and members of Congress on certain issues. I mean, that's current practice. That happens. I don't think that's something we need to lose a lot of sleep over, because whether we do or we don't, it's going to continue to happen.
Do you have any contacts in the Trump administration or any kind of inside knowledge about the assessment of the GMD system? What do you know about it? I mean, as far as it getting here?
I have none whatsoever in the Trump administration. I had some in previous administrations, but none whatsoever now. I have to listen to what our contacts in Washington, which, as you know, is the Roosevelt Group, a lobbying firm that specializes in lobbying military and defense issues, tells us, and they're very good. They keep us informed. Right now, as you have noted, and I have noted as well, everything is on hold.
So there are three sites. Fort Custer is one of them. What do you think the chances are of Fort Custer winning this interceptor missile base?
I think they're excellent. As I have looked at the other two sites and read and listened to information about the other sites, I believe that we are better located geographically. The land proposed for the site at Fort Custer is far better and can be used, I think, more safely and appropriately for a missile defense site than either Fort Drum, New York, which is in upstate New York, or Ravenna, Ohio. So I think we're the best site. And understanding, again, of these things, if you've been at this long enough, and I know you have and I have too, the best site doesn't always win. But I think as far as the most appropriate site, and I will use that word as opposed to best, I believe the most appropriate site would be Fort Custer.
Joe Schwartz is a former member of Congress and is supporting the effort to land a missile defense system for Michigan at Fort Custer. Thanks very much.
Thanks very kindly. Appreciate it.